Mazinamwinga. UPND Media Director Mike Samoy says concerns from some stakeholders and social media users that farmer Maria Zelomis is being shielded by government from possible murder charges are politically motivated. Maria Zelomis, popularly known as Zed Farmer and daughter of Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zelomis, is accused, together with her partner Nathaniel Chinyeremi Bathram, of brutally torturing and beating 20-year-old Enoch Simfukwe on their farm, leading to his death. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Samoy says people should not expect the police to act at the speed of social media, emphasizing the necessity of conducting thorough investigations before drawing conclusions. He has also questioned why some social media users have already assumed Ms. Zelomis' active involvement in the alleged murder, despite the lack of conclusive evidence. Mr. Samoy has further stated that just because Ms. Zelomis' mother holds a significant position does not mean she should be subject to judgment based on social media speculation.
We are not going to move into a political conversation which is purely skewed. If a person or a child has committed an offense, the very fact that their parent is working for a government institution does not mean that they must be judged on social media. That's why you have the law. That's why you have the court.
President Hakainde Hichilema says his administration has focused on fostering economic growth during his 4 years in office, despite the severe drought that affected key sectors. Speaking when Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM members, called on him at State House this morning, the president highlighted key achievements, including progress in debt restructuring, an improved agricultural harvest, and a growing mining sector, all of which indicate a positive outlook for the nation's economic stability. The head of state has, however, acknowledged that government cannot single-handedly address all economic challenges, such as stabilizing the foreign exchange rate and reducing inflation to single digits, and emphasized that the manufacturing sector must play an active role in responding to these challenges. He says manufacturers are crucial in helping government create a favorable environment by reducing fuel prices, and has since urged them to increase production and ensure timely delivery of goods, which would ultimately help lower the cost of living.
This is a partnership we would like to see, because when we inject a fairer price, it means that the whole economy begins to reduce the cost of business as intended, cost of doing business, and therefore the cost of living as intended. I agree with my colleagues that deliver quality. Price must be right. Quality of what we procure must be right. Same applies to, this is the argument people are making, that our local manufacturers' quality levels are low. I don't buy that argument. We shouldn't buy that argument. So let's work on it. Let's deal with those issues.
Meanwhile, ZAM President Ashu Thaga assured that the association members are committed to collaborating with government to improve the sector's performance and contribute to the broader economy.
The meeting reflects your unwavering commitment to fostering private sector-led growth and your recognition of manufacturing as a cornerstone of Zambia's industrial and economic transformation, and remain committed to working collaboratively with your government to unlock the sector's full potential and the potential of our country. I believe all our members have been in my remarks. Also, I would like to point out the openness that has been displayed over the years, Mr. President, for us to engage you personally and your team. It's something very different that we have not really experienced in the past, and it's a recognition that we must also make very clear on a platform like this, that engagements like this are new to us to an extent and are very welcome in the development of Zambia.
In another story, government has assured the public that the country has sufficient stocks of diesel to meet current demand despite recent reports of shortages at some filling stations. Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete explains that as of 21st August 2025, national stocks of diesel was over 64,000 litres, equivalent to 14 days of national consumption. Mr. Chikwete says a survey of 650 filling stations nationwide revealed that 456 stations were dispensing both diesel and petrol, 33 stations were dispensing only diesel, 125 stations were dispensing only petrol, while 36 stations had temporarily run out of stock. He says preliminary investigations show that the reported shortages are localized and linked to supply chain bottlenecks. Mr. Chikota has assured that the ministry, together with the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and other stakeholders, is addressing these bottlenecks to stabilize and normalize the market.
Going forward, we are implementing both short-term and long-term measures to ensure stable and predictable access to fuel across Zambia. 1. Spot checks. The ERB has intensified on spot checks, working closely with Tazama to ensure that the fuel uplifts are going to intended places, with emphasis on retail consumers. And 2. Timely facilitation of imports. Ensuring timely facilitation of imports to build on stocks through the Tazama open access. The government remains committed to keep the public fully informed about the fuel situation in the country.
In more news, the judgment in the case involving former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, who faces 2 counts of willful failure to comply with laid down procedures, and former Foreign Affairs Minister, Joel Malanji, who is charged with 8 counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime, has been postponed to a date yet to be confirmed. The postponement follows an update from Mr. Malanji's lawyer, Chandiwila Nyimbili, who informed the court through a third party that Mr. Malanji fell ill on 21st August 2025 and is currently unwell. Appearing before Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga this morning, the court expressed hope that either the accused or their surety could be present to explain the situation. However, Principal State Advocate from the National Prosecutions Authority, Mwangala Mala, requested that the doctor who allegedly treated Mr. Malanji be summoned because of a discrepancy in the seat note, which referred to Joel Malanji instead of Joseph Malanji. In response, Mr. Malanji's lawyer explained that the use of Joel in the seat note was likely a minor clerical error, prompting Magistrate Wishimanga to summon the doctor for Monday at 10 hours. Allegations before the court state that between 1st January 2020 and 31st August 2021, Mr. Yamba allegedly authorized the transfer of 108,401,197 kwacha to the Zambian mission account in Turkey without following legal protocols, and that Mr. Malanji used part of those funds to acquire properties, including 2 helicopters, corruptly. In global news, civil parties in the treason trial of the former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, are demanding tens of billions of dollars in reparations. They say this is in compensation for the violence they have experienced at the hands of rebels in the mineral-rich east of the country. The charges against Mr. Kabila include murder, rape, and torture linked to his alleged support for Rwanda-backed M23 rebels who control a large part of the region. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
A UN-backed body has confirmed a famine in Gaza City after 22 months of conflict and Israeli restrictions on aid deliveries. The IPC says it's expected to spread to other parts of the territory by the end of September. Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the former president, Ranil Wickremesinghe. He was taken into custody over his alleged misuse of government funds during a trip to Britain 2 years ago. He denies any wrongdoing. The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, says President Putin is less likely to negotiate a peace deal after last week's summit with Donald Trump. Attacks from both sides have been continuing, with a Russian oil pumping station being severely damaged in a Ukrainian drone strike.
We'll take a quick break. When we return, the business news.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Mining expert Charles Mulila is concerned over delays by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development to release the geological mapping survey report, despite the exercise having already been funded. Mr. Mlila says the continued delay risks undermining Zambia's copper production target of 3 million metric tons per annum.